This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Wow. Wow. It's just an amazing day. I mean, and by the way, if you're in New Hampshire with all the snow and the granite and all the liberty and freedom that you enjoy, you're voting today, apparently. We don't know how this vote's going to go. It's suspenseful. We know how Trump's going to go. And by the way, Trump yesterday blew them out. You know, give props to this guy. He shows up right in the midst of these primaries, in the midst of the Democrats' primaries. Hello, we're taking this on the road, road trip. We're going to take this thing on the road, and all of a sudden, shazam, there it is. Trump is just blowing it out the doors. And they're going, oh, no, Trump's here. He's going to take all this credit away from you. Yes, he does. He absolutely does. Of course, they were in New Hampshire yesterday, and they had this just incredible rally. So, and, you know, it dwarfs anything that they have going on. You can take all the candidates in the Democratic side and put them in one, everything in one. We still wouldn't even come close to what Donald Trump was doing, right? So Trump in New Hampshire yesterday had some very interesting words for a lot of different things, right? This was the very first rally after being acquitted in the impeachment trial, right? Shocking, I know. This is people waiting in line for hours. I mean, you had the whole nine yards going on there. I'm scrolling down the YouTubes right now because there's plenty of discussion. This is from MSNBC. Trump rally in New Hampshire chants, lock her up, about Pelosi ahead of Dems primary. Lock her up. This is the headline that's on the YouTube from the Trump rally. Y'all lock her up. Oh, see, we got it. It's no longer Hillary Clinton. It's refocus on Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
Nervous Nancy. You know, all the years of abuse and even now in many places where the left still dominate and keep people in fear. Literally, there are places in this country. Clearly, in California, there's a lot of people that are under the fear of what's going on with the left, and you got that whole thing going on. It's kind of interesting. So yesterday he holds his very first rally. Thousands show up. This is okay. I'm playing. This is a short clip. This is from CBS Boston yesterday. We can get some flavor for this.
Unless when you
they
need
give us a commercial, they give us a commercial beforehand. Are you kidding me? Do not do that.
Republican side, there are huge crowds gathered right now, just a short ways away from the CBS election headquarters here at the Southern New Hampshire University Arena, awaiting to see President Trump. He is on his way there. Many of his supporters camped out all night in the rain and in the cold to get a chance to see him. He tweeted earlier today he's looking to shake up the Dems on the campaign trail. And WBZ's Nick Emmons is live outside of that rally right now with the very latest. Nick?
Hey, Liam, so we want to give you a look inside. Kimberly Guilfoyle just took the stage, getting the crowd really pumped up. She, of course, is with the campaign. The president set to take the stage in just about an hour at 7 o'clock, but Vice President Pence is also here. He's expected to speak. I'm outside the arena, and I could still see what is possibly thousands of people who are still trying to get in.
Well, sidebar issue. Kimberly Guilfoyle, ex-wife of Gavin Newsom. Who was on The View yesterday. Shocking, shocking.
And we're expecting thousands of people inside there. And from above earlier today, you could really see all these people who are waiting outside, working to get their way in. I spoke with a few people who were coming in here, some from Maine, some from Massachusetts. They said their mind is made up on who they're voting for. They are voting for President Trump again, and they wanted to be here tonight to show their support.
First rally, and we hear that they're wonderful and a lot of people, and so we're looking forward to it.
We already know who we're voting for, and we just want him to know that we're supporting him.
It's going to be wild because the acquittal was awesome. He didn't deserve to be persecuted that way.
And again, Kimberly Guilfoyle getting the crowd going here at SNHU Arena inside here. Again, thousands of people expected to be here tonight. President Trump actually broke the attendance record here last fall with 11,500 people here during a rally. And we're looking at possibly reaching that capacity limit here as people are still waiting to get inside the arena. Again, President Trump expected to take the stage at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have more when that happens. For now, outside of the arena in Manchester, I'm Nick Emmons, WBZ News.
Ah, there you go. There you go, right? They got a full rally. We could listen to the full rally, but, you know, we got other things to do, right? No, I mean, I know how shocking that can be, right? Let's listen in on some of it.
This is my phone before I called you.
A smattering of commercials that come up. And we'll skip the ads. Here we go.
Democrats like crazy.
Some clippings going on. This is him coming out. This is everybody's, you know, up. Anyway, this is... This is, of course, him coming out onto the apron. We'll skip ahead. There we go. I guess more closely he's now. There we go. This is him making some comments.
And we have the biggest arenas in the country. With your help on November 3rd, we are going to defeat the radical socialist Democrats. We are going to win. New Hampshire in a landslide. This is a truly incredible time for America. We have the best economy we've ever had. The most prospering. We have got the most prosperity we've ever had. By the way, we're going to keep it that way, too. It's okay. And we've just built the most powerful military anywhere in the world. It was totally depleted. Now it has all brand new jets. It's got brand new missiles and rockets and everything you can imagine. And if it hasn't been shipped yet, it's going to be shipped soon. On Tuesday, I delivered my address on the State of the Union. And I had somebody behind me who was mumbling terribly. Mumbling. Wow, wow, oh, wow. He was mumbling. Very distracting. Very distracting.
Uh-oh. Lock her
up.
That
was very distracting. I'm speaking and a woman is mumbling terribly behind me, angry. There was a little anger back there. We're the ones should be angry. Not them. We're the ones that should be angry.
We're going to come back and play a little bit more. I know we're teasing you by saying, oh, please, guys, don't take it away. My God, it's Trump. We'll come back. No whining here. No whining. Can't keep our audience whining. We'll be back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
But we proudly declare that we are in the midst of the great American comeback. Our country is stronger today than ever before. And the day after my address, our good Republicans in the United States Senate voted to reject the outrageous partisan impeachment hoax and to issue a full, complete, and absolute total acquittal. And it wasn't even close. And I want to thank our Republican senators and our Republican House members. They were tremendous. In the House, we won 196-0, and then we got three Democrats. And in the Senate, other than Romney, we had... We got 52-0. 52-0. That's something. And in one case, we got 53-0, but I don't even count that, to be honest with you. The radical left's pathetic partisan crusade has completely failed and utterly backfired with 18 votes. Think of that, 18 votes to spare, with a lot of votes to spare. And also, very importantly, as of today, we're all in this together. We have the highest poll numbers that we have ever had. Thank you, Nancy, very much. Thank you. While the extreme left has been wasting America's time with this vile hoax, we've been killing terrorists, creating jobs, raising wages, enacting fair trade deals, securing our borders, and lifting up citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. From our rural communities to our cities, we are expanding the blessings of America to all of our citizens. We added another 225,000 new jobs last month alone. Amazing. And I listened, I watched. I had all these experts. They would say, yes, I think 60,000. Another one said 101,000. Another one said 125. Another one was 118. And then the number came out, 225,000. Pretty good. We have destroyed the ISIS caliphate. We killed the founder and leader of ISIS. Al-Baghdadi is dead. Al-Baghdadi is dead. And we just took out the world's top terrorist, Qasem Soleimani, ending his evil reign of terror forever. The fact is, America is respected again. Been a long time. But as we keep on winning, Washington Democrats keep on losing their minds. They're crazy. That's why millions of registered Democrat voters are leaving their party to join our movement. They're joining our great Republican Party. Now, I can't tell you what's happening tomorrow. Because, you know, you have some pretty strange election laws here, right? Remember last time we won the primary tremendously? We should have won the election, but they had buses being shipped up from Massachusetts. Hundreds and hundreds of buses. And it was very, very close, even though they did. But this year, you know, we have a great governor, Governor Sununu, great governor, Chris. And now you get prosecuted if you do what they did. So it should be a lot different. But we have done great. This has been an incredible state for us. It's a state where the people are great. Just great people. And we hear that there could be, because you have crossovers in primaries, don't you? So I hear a lot of Republicans tomorrow will vote for the weakest candidate possible of the Democrats. Does that make sense? You people wouldn't do that. My only problem...
No coaching going on by the president. No coaching.
I'm trying to figure out who is their weakest candidate. I think they're all weak, one another. We proudly welcome and embrace voters of all parties and political persuasions who want to join our mission, a very simple mission. Remember, make America great again. And then after we make it great again, which we already have, we've had 141 days where the stock markets have reached their all-time historical high. 141. Think of that. Out of 3 years, 104. And to me, I view it differently. Well, I look at your 401ks. I mean, who is doing well with their 401k? Up 90%, up 104%. Is there anybody doing badly with a 401k? I'd like to not talk to that person. Does anybody have a 401k where they're doing badly, please? No, don't put up your hand. I don't believe it. No, the 401ks, they're up 90%, 95%. I always tell the story. People come up to me, they say, I want to thank you. My wife thinks I'm a total loser, sir. She thinks I am the worst person with money, with financial. She thinks I'm just horrible in the last 3 years. I'm up 94%, sir. She thinks I'm a total genius when it comes to finance. She loves me again. She didn't love me before, sir. She loves me again. That tells you something about money, doesn't it? That's tough. The first step to victory in November is tomorrow. Go send a message that Republicans, and you can vote for the weakest candidate if you want. Don't worry about it.
I don't really think
we actually have a candidate against us. That Republicans are energized, that we're united, and that 9 months from now, we are going to take back the House of Representatives.
We are
going to hold the Senate.
17 seats out of California.
And we are going to keep the
White House. 17. You watch. We'll add on the 7, making 24 of 53 seats going into in next year. You watch. It's going to happen.
You know, they always talk about the Democrats. They have enthusiasm, right? We have so much more enthusiasm than that. It's not even close. They're all fighting each other. They're all going after each other. You got them all over the place. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They can't even count their votes. We're thrilled to be joined tonight by many great leaders from across this state and this country. Great national leaders. I want to thank our tremendous Vice President Mike Pence, who spoke earlier this evening. And also with us are warrior senators, the two people that wanted to be here. They're going to be here tomorrow. They're going to be here to get out the vote. I don't think we have to worry too much about it, but that's okay. And very highly respected, Senators Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul. Great guys. Warriors. They're warriors.
Yep. We're gonna come to a break right now. Yeah. And then what's the California Republican Party doing?
Huh?
Wait till you listen to this about what the California Republican Party is doing. Sounds really fishy. Maybe they're in bed with Gavin Newsom. Shocking. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pressman and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so let's get into the real fray here. Governor Gavin Newsom on The View yesterday, talking about Donald J. Trump. And, of course, the arrogance is thick. It's all thick. So we're going to play some clips here. And we'll add some commentary, and then we're going to go into the other group that's totally in bed. I mean, it's quite a visual. The California GOP. And who supports Gavin Newsom 110%, right? Sure, he's, well, you know, if you're the California GOP, you support Gavin Newsom, don't you? Come on.
So
nice to have you here. Again, you've been here before.
Yes, and I'm a California girl born and raised, Inglewood, California born, so I'm really flattered and happy and, you know, excited, not flattered. What's that? Flattered. So I'm excited you're here.
So you've had a rather contentious relationship with Trump from the get-go.
Yes.
There have been a number of public feuds between the two of you, and at the State of the Union last week, Trump ramped up his attacks on your state yet again. Watch.
In California and other states, their systems are totally out of control, costing taxpayers vast and unaffordable amounts of money. The state of California passed an outrageous law declaring their whole state to be a sanctuary for criminal, illegal immigrants, a very terrible sanctuary with catastrophic results.
Nancy's face,
I mean,
says it all.
And he can't even say it. And Nancy's face says it all. But look, I...
look at her.
Yeah.
Does he hate, I want to ask you something. Does he hate California because he knows that you're there and Nancy's there and Schiff, all his enemies are there?
But moreover, because he lost by 4+ million votes in the last election. We are the most un-Trump state in America.
Let's see. And Gavin knows that the system is completely corrupt in California, don't we? Sure he does.
We're also the most diverse state in America. 27% of our state foreign-born.
27% of our state foreign-born. Which, you know, tells you something about his thought process about those that are citizens of the United States born in California. Doesn't it?
More important than anything else, we're also prospering together across every conceivable difference.
We're prospering together across all conceivable difference.
$21.5 billion operating surplus.
I'm sorry. I've got to listen to this again. Of course, no one's correcting him about, you know, your auditor just came out 2 weeks ago and said, I'm sorry, let me raise my hand. We're missing $320 billion. So how can Gavin reconcile that?
$21.5 billion operating surplus.
Operating surplus. Someone's not telling the truth. It's either his auditor, Miss Yee, or him. Now, fast facts will tell you that they do not have an operating surplus. We know that.
Plus, record low unemployment. One
record low. Tell that to Los Angeles. Tell that to everybody else who's living along the rivers. Tell that to everybody else who's homeless in California.
Out of 7 jobs in America since 2011 have come from the state of California.
7 jobs in America have come from the state of California. Really? What about the out-migration of California? No talk about that, huh?
Advancing our low-carbon green growth. I can go
on. Advancing our low-carbon footprint. There we go.
It's successful. It's hard for him. And we're also suing him.
Yeah.
67 lawsuits. And we're beating him across the board over and over and over again.
I can't stand it. Diversity is working for California.
Diversity is working for California, she says.
Diversity is our strength. We don't tolerate it.
And
we celebrate.
And New York also. We're very, we have that here.
But it's America's coming attraction. Mm-hmm. And we say about our state, New York, you can claim the same. The future.
America's coming attraction is what he said.
Happens here first.
I think you sound like America's coming attraction.
I don't know about that. I think the folks you have this week will be America's coming attraction. But I want folks to have a frame of optimism.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like the way the world looks when you're standing up, stand on your head and go local. Because remarkable things are happening at the local level, cities and counties and
corruption
at the state level. It's
huge.
Not just about Washington, D.C. And California is proof positive, 5th largest economy on planet Earth.
Yeah.
A nation state with a population larger than 163 nations.
A nation state.
Nations prospering with progressive values, proving, not asserting.
That's right.
Nothing with this group about homelessness in Los Angeles. Feces in his own San Francisco. Nothing to see here. Just move along, right?
His principles work at scale. Trump is scared of California.
Yeah, that's true.
The principles, how they work at scale, Trump is afraid of California. So those principles of feces and syringes on the street work in principle. There you go. Let's make it widespread in sanctuary state status and murdering everybody. Let's make it widespread. How delusional are these people, especially on The View? There's no pushback there. Of course, Meghan McCain, the only remotely conservative person, I just didn't make it to this show. Shocking. Maybe she would call him out, the pretty boy. Prayer boy.
I think what's... California has been labeled a state of resistance against Trump, and I think it's because of those 60 lawsuits, more than 60, I think, yeah, at this point, that you filed against the Trump administration. Some of the issues are immigration, environmental regulations, and others. But do you worry that this war with Trump could possibly backfire? Because we know he holds a grudge, yeah, and we know he retaliates. In New York, we don't have global entry anymore. He's suspended global entry applications for the moment. Yeah.
That's just the beginning.
It's just the beginning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not going to turn into Lindsey Graham. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stand on principle. I'm going to fight for our adverse population.
He's going to fight for his adverse population. He's not going to fight for the native population of California. Right? Why would he? Because he doesn't want the real United States citizens in California, which is, of course, the displacement. Nothing about displacement, is there? No. We don't talk about dirty little secrets now, do we? We just don't. So but here's a bigger question, though. I think this is fair game. What is going on with, are you ready for this? What is going on if you are the California Republican Party? I mean, don't you want Trump to win in California? Huh? Don't you want Trump to win in California? Let's take a little peek at what's going on in California. Why don't we do that? That's what I think we ought to do. Let's just take a little bit of a peek about what is going on in California. Just to kind of speed it up a little bit. This is from Heard on the Tom Toms. A piece by Steve Frank, California Political News and Views. We feature Steve quite a bit on New California and other places. This is my little intro. Steve Frank explains the current state of affairs of the California GOP. Does the word disaster come to mind, I say? That's a real legitimate question when it starts to come to the... And again... Is the alignment of the California GOP matching that of the alignment of, guess what, Gavin Newsom and the totalitarians who run California? Right? They don't talk about fair representation. They don't talk about Second Amendment issues. Not on The View, because, you know, they've got their own view of reality. They've got a Nancy Pelosi view of reality. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF. Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Okay, I'm whistling along here thinking I'm being listened to, but I'm not. Okay, so anyway, Steve Frank, Political News and Views, in his Heard on the Tom Toms business, and it comes from one of his people that he used to work with. I don't know if she's deceased, but says, periodically the California Political News and Views will publish tidbits of political news to keep you in the loop of what the poobahs know. The phrase Tom Toms comes from my mentor, L'Oreal Kinder, who never passed a rumor, just called to tell me what she heard on the Tom Toms. This column is named in her honor. Okay, so all right, this is it. So you get the context of what Steve is up to. Leaders lead, the big story. If you are a delegate or a GOPer wanting to attend the CRP, that's California Republican Party, convention May 1st through 3rd at the Marriott by LAX, that's LAX, of course, the Saturday night dinner is not happening. Okay. If you know the area of the hotel, it is about a mile to a nearby Denny's. It is another quarter of a mile further. There is a Taco Bell. And another three quarters of a mile away is a McDonald's. If you choose this option, go in a group because the tents on the sidewalks and the area near LAX, if you're a big spender, but you got to avoid them. But not to the tune of $500 for appetizers. You can always get dinner in the hotel sports bar or cafe. Instead of a dinner event, the California Republican Party is doing the following. We have a new event for the 2020 convention. Join us for the special Saturday VIP reception for an intimate conversation with a distinguished speaker and have the opportunity for a photo with our guest of honor. Please note that there will not be a Saturday night dinner banquet following the VIP reception. I've been to that dinner banquet in past years. I think 2014 was the last time I was down there. The event will go from 6:30 to 8. Buy your ticket now at GOP.org. No speaker is announced, but the cost of this event is $500, and you can get a photo. Well, see, now I'm sitting here thinking, we got this new California State thing going on. We got to rethink, rejigger our fundraising efforts, right? I mean, we got Mike Huckabee coming to New California State Convention. Not a typo, brother. Obviously, this is not priced for the grassroots delegates. Listen to what we're doing at the convention. For $135, you get three meals, including a beautiful steak dinner. Three. So that's for $145 plus Mike Huckabee. I mean, Adam Housley, you know, Chris Ann Hall. I mean, we can go on, Chris Street, myself. There you go. That's worth the cost right there. I'm bumping it up to $1,000 just because I'm speaking. How's that? God. Can you imagine that? $500, no dinner, you get a photo. Obviously, this is not priced for the grassroots, and it's not. The people who work headquarters, walk precincts, hold meet and greets are effectively told they are not welcome to participate. That's the California GOP, ladies and gentlemen. While the California Republican Party needs to raise money, the convention is for the delegates. The more cynical among us may assume this is a retaliation against those that supported candidates other than those chosen by party leaders for the current CRP board. See, the good news for rank-and-file delegates is that the conservatives are holding their regular convention dinner, where good food and great speakers surrounded by strong Trump supporters. That's right. The rest of us are still going to have a home at the convention. Stay tuned for more details on the event. Content. California GOP did not endorse Prop 13 on March ballot. Kathy Abernathy endorses Trump and / opposes Prop 13 on the CRP ballot. The CRP has not taken a position. Slate card misleads on CRP support of a ballot measure. Be cautious. Past CRP chair Ron Nearing concerned about direction of current GOP party leadership. Omar Navarro watch, for those of you that are watching about this, still in jail, moved to long-term facility. Omar Navarro was the guy who stood up and tried to run against Maxine Waters, remember? Anyway, this is a little bit more to go along with that. He's now in jail because of threats, and he's looks to be going down on 7 felonies. And he's running for Congress. You can vote for Omar against Maxine Waters. They kind of took care of Omar, didn't they? Yeah, and it goes on and on and on, talking about how the GOP, the California GOP, this is Steve Frank just destroying any remnant of civility against the California GOP. Omar watch. Yesterday, Omar attended another San Francisco court hearing. He has been in the San Francisco downtown jail since mid-December. He was not released. Still has no trial date. But he has been moved to San Bruno jail. Why? That is where San Fran sends its long-term inmates. Omar will need to request an absentee ballot to vote for himself for Congress. He will be in jail for a long time before a trial. I should note that at his last hearing, he waived his right to a swift trial within 60 days. Remember, he is being charged with 7 felonies. That's Omar Navarro, in case you want to do the Omar Navarro watch. Oh, brother. Goes on here. In 2012, the CRP had to issue a cease and desist order for the same slate using the CRP name without permission. Past CRP chair Ron Nearing is also concerned about the leadership of the Republicans in California. From Scott Lay's The Nooner for the SDUT, Michael Smolens writes up the warnings from former Republican Party chair Ron Nearing about the bad trend line of the GOP. Really? The bad trend line? There is no trend line. It's crashed and burned. You know, you look at those charts and say, oh, my God, it's going down. It went through the paper and hit the floor. It's now on its way to China. That's where the trend line is. Yeah. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're starting to now see some chinks in the armor. Senate advances key circuit judge nomination despite Dem opposition. Mark Meadows and on ouster of impeachment witness Vindman. Trump still running against his own admin. that's true. Mark Meadows, what a great guy. Great smile, right? Okay, DOJ. This is. I'm going to go to this thing. I got time. Because we're running short on time, and we really appreciate your listenership. And remember to visit our website, A21R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NCS51. That's going to be up and going. It's quite a vibrant little thing. Minutes after Chief Justice Roberts gaveled out President Trump's impeachment trial, which had consumed the Senate for almost 3 weeks, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell got right back to what he said his priority was, confirming judges. Less than half an hour after TV networks cut away from the Senate to dive into the ramifications of the body acquitting Trump, McConnell filed cloture on the nomination of Judge Andrew Brashear to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeal, a procedural step that moved the controversial nominee one step closer to confirmation. The body took the next step to confirming Brashear Monday by approving the motion with a 46-41 vote, setting the Senate on course to vote on his nomination Tuesday afternoon. So we don't know what's happening, but that's going to happen today. Anyway, in the next one, what's kind of interesting, Roger Stone says DOJ to dial back prison recommendation for Stone. Admits 9 years excessive, they say. Right. I think he's going to get off with a pardon. But that's just me, anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NCS51 for the shortcut. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.